This is the Tim Powers Show on the VOCF Bigland FM radio network.
Flying along this afternoon, now going to land on CUPE and hear about their 50th convention meeting that was held in St. John's this weekend, or this weekend, it's not even the weekend, it's only Wednesday, this week. Oh, Sherry Hillier, I'm all confused today. You can help guide me. How was your event and what were some of the key things you discussed?
Hi, Tim. Thank you for having me on the show. And yes, it feels like it's been a long week. I almost forgot to come on your show.
Don't worry about it.
Celebrating 50 years and 50 years of solidarity. It's been, just reminiscing about CUPE for the past 50 years and how far we come in achieving diversity mm-hmm. within our union. But there's some things that have not changed in 50 years. Struggles of privatization, the theme mm-hmm. of our convention was why politics matter, and mm-hmm. our members really took to the theme of our convention.
It was interesting. I saw the comments, I think it was from Mark Hancock, the national president, talking about being part and parcel of being considered and consultation and those things being legitimate, arguing that you're seeing some of that in British Columbia and Manitoba, but Newfoundland and Labrador and other jurisdictions need to do better. Is that still a challenge, Sherry, in Newfoundland and Labrador to get at the right tables, to be properly consulted?
Absolutely, Tim, because unions, I know for CUPE, and I only speak for CUPE, we're not being consulted at all. When things happen within government, we usually get that 15 minutes, and I'm tired of saying 15 minutes, but that is the consultation that we get. It's like, hey, Sherry, this is what's going to happen at 2 o'clock, and the government's going to release this press release on what's happening either within healthcare, education, and right down now to Newfoundland, Labrador housing. Everybody in Newfoundland, like every Newfoundlander and Labradorian that wanted to watch the budget on mm-hmm. whatever date it was, I got a phone call at 1:45 saying that Newfoundland, Labrador Housing Corporation was going back under core government services, because I do believe that many, many years ago that they took Newfoundland Labrador housing out and made it a corporation to make it more feasible for public housing. But now government has decided to take it back. We didn't get the chance to ask that question on why they wanted to take it back.
It's interesting to me because you will know one of the, I don't know if it's a myth, but one of the things I always hear around St. John's, anyway, maybe it's a towny thing, is that the unions have too much influence with the government. The government's afraid to do things because they'll get pushback from the unions, be it you or, Jerry or Trent or one of the big union leaders are going to push back on something. But I'm guessing you don't have that view, that you have this influence, that government is prepared to do some of the things you say to the degree that you would like.
Absolutely. And I don't think hardly any of us are getting any big consultation because government has a focus on what they have a plan. And their plan is already written. So it's just a matter of how they want to roll out their plan. Like a P3 highway, Tim, mm-hmm. that was announced out of nowhere. Really, do Newfoundlanders and Labradorians need a P3 highway? I've been around in the union world for a long time. And back in 2000, we had a contracting mm-hmm. out and privatization conference. And it was all the lies of P3s. And that's the whole conference. And, we went around and we educated the residents of Newfoundland and Labrador about the slippery slope of P3s. Back in the 2000s, we fought back and government stopped the P3s. But in the last 5 years, everything this Liberal government is planning to do is a P3, a P3, a P3. Our union, CUPE, is a national union. We're 750,000 members from coast to coast to coast. I sit at a board of directors table with 35 other people, and we know the dangerous things that happen with P3s from British Columbia to the province you're in right now, Ontario. What has happened when government mm-hmm. built P3s and then had to rebuy them back? It's our tax dollars that government is doing. Would you go out tomorrow and buy a car on your credit card?
I don't have that much limit to do that. But well, yes, I
pretty much building a petri is pretty much building.
It's an interesting example. I would just say one thing on that. I think it also is how you define it, right? Because you're talking to the son of a contractor who built roads all over Newfoundland and Labrador, private contractor. But I know the point I think you and others are making is, yeah, that's fine. Private contractors can build roads. They should be maintained in these cases and still owned by the province. Is that fair? Am I interpreting that the right way?
That's fair. Very fair.
Last question I have for you, and it's one you flagged in the beginning, and it's one that's popping up in different places, and it was the theme of your conference, you know, the political dimension of it. How do you do that in this day and age? I mean, it's fascinating at the national level, Sherry, and it has to be fascinating for you to watch, you know, the Conservatives who haven't, you know, I'll be generous here, haven't always been in the same spot as Labour trying to attract Labour votes. You see the NDP perhaps not having the same appeal to some of your members, both provincially and nationally. And the Liberals are the Liberals. They've had good rapport, they've had bad rapport, but it's been so often a rapport of convenience. So when you talk at this convention about politics, how do you try and align then with political parties? Or are you less inclined to do that and more focus on issues and massing support for those issues?
Well, it's no secret. QP is, you know, partisan with the NDP, and we always have been since the days of Tommy Douglas. But what the theme of our convention is to our members and our the things that's going to be happening that will be rolling out in the next 3 to 4 months is why you should get involved and why politics is very important, because of, you know, we get to choose who the next premier of Newfoundland and Labradorian is going to be. That's within our voting rights. Municipal, federally, we're actually electing our next employer. That's who we bargain with at the bargaining tables. We're seeing crappy little 2%, 8% over 4 years, not even enough to cover inflation.
Yeah.
If we were to elect a more union-friendly government that sees respect the workers and give them fair increases, because government has no problem spending money on contracting out and bringing agency nursing in. And I know it's a hot topic, it's $36 million, but that's contracting out the work. Why not take that money and bring it back in? If you were the employer, which Premier Fury is the provincial government's employer, why not give more wages to the staff that we already, the employees that's already employed here in Newfoundland and Labrador? Keep the money here, increase the wages, not send it out in an agency nurse and bring it back to Ontario to spin. Keep the money, keep the workers, because there's no shortage of workers. There's just shortage of wages. We're never going to keep workers in jobs if they do not start increasing the wages.
Yeah, and that is certainly a point being made all across the country. And the myth in Newfoundland and Labrador, I think, is getting cracked that, oh, no, people will just come home because they love living at home. Well, they also like to be paid. Anyway, we'll leave it there, Sherry. Appreciate the time. Thank you for making it on. I'm glad to hear you guys had a good convention. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to say one more thing.
Sure.
Happy Nursing Week to all the registered nurses, nurse practitioners, licensed practical nurses, and personal care attendants. Have a happy Nursing Week. And thank you for everything that you do.